Earth, sky.
It's been a very active year for new information, new discoveries, and understanding of water on the moon.
You're listening to NASA lunar scientist Anthony Colaprete, principal investigator of the LCROSS mission. In late 2009, it impacted the moon. Dr. Colaprete led scientists in analyzing the debris that was kicked up. One of the most fundamental discoveries, said Colaprete, was the discovery of water ice.
We're very satisfied that we've made a strong detection of water ice, which is really exciting because it says something about the concentrations within the crater. You need to have certain concentrations of molecules before you actually get crystalline water ice to form, and that's what we think we've seen.
Now that water ice has been found on the moon, Colaprete said the next step beyond LCROSS is to better determine how much water there is and where it's found.
We're not stopping here. The Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter in orbit around moon now is going to move to a science mission directorate phase of its mission.
Meaning that instruments on the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter will be mapping the moon with a focus on sites of lunar water, estimated at over 100 billion gallons. Dr. Colaprete said that by 2013, four other orbital missions will be studying the moon.
So the exploration is certainly going to continue, and the science is going to continue.
I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.